Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
It's that time here in Spain where it's time to talk to Brevin's Franks, Brett Hansen. How are you doing today, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. How about yourself? How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Well, no one likes to talk about what will happen when we die, but if you keep putting your estate planning off, you may leave it too late, which can make life harder and more expensive for your family and heirs. The succession regime in Spain is very different from the UK's, so it's important to understand how this impacts your family and how you can protect them. So today, Brett Hansen will share his wisdom on this tricky subject. So first of all, Brett, should British expatriates living in Spain have a UK will or a Spanish will, and what do they need to know?
Well, Howard, if you're living in Spain and have Spanish assets, for example, a house or money in a bank account here, then I do suggest that you make a Spanish will which deals with those assets. In fact, even if you're not living in Spain, but you have assets here, such as a holiday home, then you should also make a Spanish will. And this is because although a UK will may be effective in Spain, it would need to be translated into Spanish and notarized before being accepted here, which will lead to delays and higher costs. And so it will certainly be easier when dealing with probate in Spain to have a Spanish will rather than rely on one which was established in another country. In fact, to keep things simple, I recommend that listeners should have a will in each of the countries that they hold assets in. So if you have, for example, assets in the UK, in addition to having assets in Spain, then you should have two wills, one for each country for those assets that's in those respective countries. And just be aware that it's normal for a UK will to include a provision which automatically revokes all earlier wills. And so if you make a Spanish will and subsequently change your UK one, make sure your solicitor in the UK does not inadvertently revoke the Spanish will. Likewise, if listeners already have a UK will which states that this is their last will and testament, just make sure that in creating a will in Spain after this, it doesn't make this UK will null and void by the fact the UK will is no longer your last will and testament.
If you're British, everybody knows that last will and testament. And so this is obviously something that people have to be very, very careful about and get specialist advice. Let's have a look at how Spanish succession law restricts who you can leave your assets to.
Yeah, this is a good question, Howard. In the UK, you're generally free to distribute your estate as you wish, though Scotland does have some restrictions. In Spain, though, Spanish succession law imposes what is known as forced heirship rules. And in effect, these provisions mean that children are entitled to inherit 2/3 of an estate's assets, and it's not possible under these rules to leave, say, everything to your spouse like you can in the UK. And by default, these Spanish succession laws do apply to foreign nationals living in Spain. So in the scenario where you have, for example, a married couple with, say, two adult children, then on the death of either the husband or wife, two-thirds of that person's estate will pass to the children and only a third will pass to the surviving spouse. You can, however, use the European Succession Regulation, referred to as Brussels 4, which came in 2015. And this allows an individual to opt for the laws of his or her nationality to apply instead, though this choice must be made before death. For this reason, we recommend that UK nationals not only have a Spanish will which covers their Spanish assets, but this will also specifies that they would like their appropriate UK legal jurisdiction to apply to the distribution of their assets on their death. Otherwise, the distribution of their estate will follow the law of Spain if they are Spanish residents of Spain. Brussels 4 applies to all foreign nationals living in an EU country. It is not restricted to EU citizens. So the fact that the UK is no longer in the EU does not cause any problems with this.
And what about Spanish succession tax? Does this also complicate things?
Well, whilst this EU regulation enables UK nationals to avoid the Spanish succession laws, it doesn't avoid the Spanish succession or inheritance taxes. So you can leave your assets to who you want, but Spanish succession tax could still be applicable on these assets, and it's very important that British nationals living here in Spain understand this, because unlike in the UK, at the state level, there is a liability to Spanish succession tax between married couples. Now, Spanish succession tax arises in two situations. Firstly, where the recipient of an inheritance or a gift, because Spanish succession tax is also applicable to gifts, is a resident of Spain. So where the recipient of an inheritance or the recipient of a gift is a Spanish tax resident, then it will give rise to Spanish succession tax. In this situation, the total amount of the inheritance or gift is subject to the Spanish succession tax, regardless of where the asset is situated. And secondly, where the asset being inherited or gifted is a Spanish asset, for example, a Spanish property or money in a bank account in Spain. And this is applicable regardless of where the recipient is resident. So building on the example I used earlier, where you have a married couple who are residents of Spain and there are two adult children, and let's say those children are living in the UK, then if, for example, the husband inherits money from his parents, because he is a resident of Spain, then Spanish succession tax may be payable on these assets, even though his parents and the assets he is inheriting from them are not in Spain. And on the death of, say, the husband, where he has elected his worldwide estate to pass to his wife, then his wife will potentially have Spanish succession tax to pay on all of those assets she inherits from him. Then, when the wife dies, leaving all of the assets to, say, their two children who are living in the UK, because the children are in the UK and not in Spain, then Spanish succession tax will be payable, but only on the assets which are physically in Spain. The tax is payable by the recipient of the inheritance or gift, and the way the tax is calculated is quite complicated because the amount depends upon a number of factors, which include the size of the inheritance or gift, the relationship between the person dying or making the gift, and the person inheriting or receiving the gift. Oh, and one other thing, it also depends on the net worth of the person who's benefiting from this inheritance or gift. And to add to this complexity, there are both state rules on Spanish succession and gift tax and regional rules, where each of the 17 autonomous regions in Spain can alter the allowances and tax rates which are applicable. So the amount of tax payable can also depend upon which region you live in or which region the assets are physically located in. It is very complex. There are allowances which again can depend upon whether state or regional rules are applicable and on the relationship between the person dying or making the gift and the person inheriting or receiving the gift. But the rates typically start at around 7.5% and can be as high as 82%. So if you are a Spanish tax resident or you have assets in Spain, it's definitely worth finding out more about how these taxes could affect you and your loved ones.
Is it possible to reduce the succession tax your heirs will pay?
Well, with some estate planning, it is possible to reduce or even completely negate these taxes. In fact, many of our clients' assets are structured so that not only have we minimized their ongoing taxes in Spain, such as income, capital gains, and wealth tax, but they're also in a position where their spouse and children can legitimately avoid Spanish succession tax on their death. We also structure our clients' assets in order to minimize the complications and the hassle associated with the Spanish succession laws and Spanish succession taxes in Spain, so that, again, their loved ones can inherit their assets without creating an administrative burden and without creating too many delays.
Since British expatriates here are liable to Spanish succession tax, does that mean they're no longer liable for UK inheritance tax?
Okay, so UK inheritance tax is payable on estates of UK domiciled individuals who have died and on gifts made by UK domiciled individuals within 7 years prior to death. Also, UK assets are always liable to UK inheritance tax, regardless of the domicile of the owner of those assets. And so if you are what is referred to as a non-domicile in the UK at the date of death or gift, UK inheritance tax is only payable on UK assets. The nil rate band, which is the amount taxable at 0%, is £325,000. And the rate of tax on an estate above this amount is 40%. This tax is not usually payable when assets pass to a surviving spouse or civil partner. And so if, for example, a husband and wife leave all of their assets to one another, no UK inheritance tax will be payable until the second death. It's possible also for spouses and civil partners to transfer any unused nil rate band allowance to the surviving spouse or civil partner, thereby providing the children, for example, with an allowance of £650,000 before UK inheritance becomes payable. Now, in that explanation of how UK inheritance tax works, you will have heard me mention the word domicile a lot. Not all countries have the concept, and those who do, Howard, generally have different rules to the UK. The major tax effect in respect of this concept is that those domiciled or deemed to be domiciled in the UK are fully liable for UK inheritance tax upon their worldwide assets. And an individual's domicile is not necessarily the same as their residence. And whilst residency is a transitory concept in that it's easy to change one's residency, domicile is different. Domicile is often described as the country which the person regards as their homeland, the place where they intend to die, the sort of things HM Revenue and Customs look at to consider where a person is domiciled are the country of which they have a passport or a driving license, or in which they have made a will, arranged to be buried, are a club member, hold credit cards, personal insurances, bank accounts, property, and have family. And so someone can be a tax resident of Spain, but also a UK domicile, and therefore their assets can be liable to both UK inheritance tax and Spanish succession tax, especially as Spain only has a double tax treaty specifically for inheritance and gift tax purposes with three countries, and the UK is not one of them. So Howard, cross-border tax and financial planning is quite complex, and I do think that listeners would benefit from talking to a specialist advisor such as ourselves, who have an in-depth knowledge of both the Spanish tax regime and its interaction with the UK rules on this matter.
Would you say it's very difficult to lose your UK domicile?
It is possible to lose it, but I wouldn't say it's the easiest. And again, what I would suggest that anyone who thinks that they may have lost their domicile status, they can talk to ourselves. We do have tax specialists in London that actually look at this, and what they would do is kind of have a meeting whereby they obtain all the information about your situation, and they would then be able to make an assessment on whether that person has lost their domicile status or not.
Well, Brexit now seems a bit of an old story, but has it made any difference to estate planning and succession?
I would say that Brexit hasn't really made any difference to estate planning and succession. I mean, as a result of Brexit, generally UK advisors are no longer able to advise British expatriates living in Spain on matters such as estate planning and succession. But I'm not sure anyone living in Spain would really rely on a UK advisor for such advice anyway, because it's such a complex area. Where I doubt very few UK advisors would fully understand and be in a position to keep up to date of the changes that take place in Spain at both state and regional level. Our local advisors in Spain, with the support of our tax experts in the UK, can do this.
Is this one of the subjects you're talking about at your seminar this week?
Yes, Howard. For anyone interested in attending our seminar, we will be talking about how residents of Spain can minimise taxation on their wealth, whilst also ensuring that on death, their assets can pass to their loved ones with the minimum of complications and tax. We'll also be discussing the impacts and changes as a result of Brexit, and how to invest in order to reduce the impact of inflation. So for anyone interested in attending our seminar, then details of the subjects that we will be covering, along with where and when it is being held, can be found at our website, www.blevinsfranks.com. From our website, you can also find out more information about us and where your nearest local Blevins Franks office is to you, and access articles, podcasts, tax guides, and videos.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
Thanks, Howard. Speak to you soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.